Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. It's so good to be with you today. My name is Mike Campbell, and I'm on my own today. All right, Miss Jada, my lovely wife, is not with me, so we're just moving on today. She's had to go. She had other things going on today, but it's always good to be with you. It's Friday, and everybody needs to hear the Word of God on Friday. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, while I'm at it, it's the Word of God that absolutely will give you the ability to change your life and destiny if you'll allow it. So I just want to encourage you to allow the Word of God to get down inside. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about walking in truth, all right? We're talking about walking in truth. And this came from a scripture that we were looking at in 3 John. Beginning in verse 2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, all right, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. Now, I like this verse because it lets us know that when truth is working in us, we have the ability for other people to see the truth that's working in us, to see the truth that's alive in us. All right. So we're walking in truth. Pastor Mike Burnett talks a lot about integrity. And that's what walking in truth is. It's walking in the truth of God's word. It's making the right decisions for the right reason. All right. And we understand that from John 17:17, Jesus made this statement praying for us in the garden. He said, sanctify them by thy truth. He's talking to the Father. And he says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now, the word of God is the truth that we're talking about walking in. There are truths that exist out in the carnal world today, all right, or out in the natural world today. There are truths, okay? You know, you take the truth of gravity. You can't escape gravity. If you go up on the Empire State Building and jump off, you know, you're not going to walk across to the next building. You're going to plummet straight down because gravity pulls everything down. It's what holds us in place. And so gravity is a reality. It's a truth. All right. But so is the word of God. Now, what's not true is what's going on in culture today. Because the culture we're living in today is not the culture we grew up in years ago. Now, I'm 67, and it's not what I've grown up in all my life. They're trying to reshape culture according to truth that they believe, that the culture believes is right, or certain leaders of the culture. You know, we just had a big election, and honestly, my take on this thing is because 70% of the people when they polled people on the exit, 70% said the country is going in the wrong direction. Should be, instead of looking to blame somebody, maybe we should say, hey, our nation is not wanting to move to the left like they were wanting us to move. All right. They still had some old fashioned values that are based out of the word of God. Doesn't matter what you do with our country. You know, we were founded on God. The word of God helped find our laws. The fabric of the word is so woven throughout our culture, and they're trying to unweave the things that have been, you know, have been existing since the beginning of America. And so it's important that we understand that. And it is important. It's vitally important that we understand that that's probably what took place on this election. And so we need to, you know, what they need to do is realize that people aren't ready for all that nonsense that they were trying to force down. You know, I think woke, you know, they're saying we want to be woke. No, we don't. We want to be woke up by God, and we need a reviving so that America and so that the church can walk in truth. The church needs to walk in truth. And so that's why John said, for I reckon I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified to the truth that is in you. Just as you walk in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. It gives great joy to the teachers of the Word of God. It gives great joy to your pastor. It gives great joy to leaders. And I think that's one thing that America's got to do. We got to get back to understanding what our roots are and what the church's job is responsible. We're not to identify with the culture. We're to reestablish the cultures that God wants us to have, to walk in the truth that God is calling us to walk in. Now, there was a scripture this week, and I wanted to look at this and bring it up to you. And it's found in 2 Corinthians. In fact, I'm going to read 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians 4. It says, therefore, since we have this ministry, what is the ministry? The ministry is preaching the gospel. The ministry is speaking truth to people. All right. It's talking truth, the truth of the Word of God, and sharing the goodness of God with people who are lost. And it's telling people how good God has been in your life. That's all it is. It's not pulpit time. All right. It's just coffee time. It's tea time. It's having a meal. It's common fellowship. And so it says that we have this ministry, we've received mercy, do not lose heart, but we have renounced. Now notice this. This is what we've done since we've been born again. And follow the logic here. Follow what he's saying. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame. You know, it was shame that left us undone, and shame drives people to do a lot of things, you know, that that they would not normally do. All right? In fact, I remember talking to a lady one time, and because she had been molested, she had a lot of shame in her life, and rightly so, I understand, even though it was not her fault. You know, fault doesn't matter here. When shame shows up, fault doesn't matter. And so until she met Jesus, she couldn't get rid of the shame. But the moment she met Jesus, her life began to transform, and her mind began to be renewed, and shame was driven out. So he says, we renounce the hidden things of shame, not walking. Now listen to this, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, condemning ourselves to every man, or commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So we don't handle the word of God deceitfully. We don't make the word of God say something to fit our circumstance. That's what cultural truth does. It changes things to fit their circumstance or their narrative. That's not who we are. We do what God says we do, no matter what the situation is. All right? That's when we begin to not handle deceitfully, all right, the word of God. And that word craftiness literally means involving evil, cunning, craftiness, or trickery, all right? Treachery. So we don't do that, all right? We don't do that. We're not deceitful in what we do. We don't try to trick. We don't operate in treachery. We operate in the truth, the simple truth of what God told us to do in his word. Sanctify them, wash them, consecrate them by thy truth. Your word is truth. That's what Jesus said. The word of God is truth. The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it divides asunder between the soul, what's of the soulish realm, or the old man realm, and the word of God. All right, the spirit. It divides between the soul and the spirit so that we can learn to operate with upstanding truth in the word of God. That, my friends, is what's important. And that's why in John 8:32, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What it really is saying is you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know. The seven sons of Sceva didn't know Jesus. And when they tried to cast out a devil in the book of Acts, I think it's the 16th chapter, somewhere right around there, that devil stripped them naked and ran them out of town. Listen to me close, ladies and gentlemen. When you know God, you are empowered by God. You have the authority of the Word of God working in you. And that's when truth becomes real. That's when you can walk in an upright manner. So we need to work in getting to know God better, getting to know His Word, so we can stand in the integrity and in the power and authority of the Word of God. That's when we begin to walk in truth. All right. It's important that we understand that we are to walk in truth. He sanctified us. And according to this in 2 Corinthians 4, he says that he's established us. And he says, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame. We're renouncing what's not right. We're exposing it in our life. Quit trying to expose it in everybody else's life. And expose it in your life and deal with your life. Remember Jesus talking about the man with the plank? You know, when we try to expose it in everybody else and not do it in our own, we're walking around with a big plank. We're just knocking people upside the head. We're just causing destruction. But when you deal with it personally, you got to deal with it yourself. You and God have to deal with it. Then you can begin to walk. And people will see the change in your life. And when they see the change in your life, then they're going to begin to ask questions and they're going to begin to want what you want. It's just that simple. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it is just that simple. In fact, let me read this to you again in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, you have purified your souls. I love that. You purified your souls. It literally means to wash off or to wash away. You've washed away the cultural stuff of this earth, of this world, of this society that believes in sin. You've washed it away. And now, listen to what he says. You've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. When you start washing that away, you can start loving people with a pure heart. You can start then living the truth and walking in the truth that God has called you to walk in. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. And I pray, Father, that we will be the vessels of truth you've called us to be. Let truth guard our heart, our mind, and let it lead our way. And we honor you, the truth of your word. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word. It has the power to change your life and destiny if you'll let it. Thanks for joining us. Be sure and like us. Be sure and share. If you're on YouTube, be sure and follow us. I don't know what it's called, but you get on there and you can follow us and see what all's going on. All right. Hey, we love you. God bless you. I hope that you have a great weekend. So join us again Monday. We'll pick up a new topic right here on PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.